Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Poncho? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Late Show. My next guest is an actor you know from Catherine Called Birdie, Sherlock, and Fleabag. He now stars in All of Us Strangers.
I don't have a girlfriend because I'm not into girls.
Into women.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm gay.
As in homosexual?
As in that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since a long time.
How long?
Forever.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Andrew Scott. Hi, nice to see you again.
Hello, sir.
Lovely to have you back.
Nice to be here.
The new film, All of Us Strangers, hasn't even come out yet.
No.
And yet it's already being critically praised. You've received a Golden Globe nomination for your performance. It's a very interesting, very unusual way of telling a story.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it's about? Or how much can you tell us?
Yeah, it's a really difficult one to try and sum up. But it's about this man who's lost his parents when he was a boy. Mm-hmm. And the basic premise of it is a very beautiful one. It's what would you say to your parents that you weren't able to ever say to them before? And he meets his parents as they are now. And they're the same age. He talks to his mum and dad, like you just saw in that clip, when they're the same age as he is now. And he has to let them know who he is. And so it's a very beautiful premise. Difficult one to I keep saying to my friends, you know, just go see it. Just go see it. Because you're like, oh, my God, that sounds crazy. But it's a really beautiful idea because, you know, so much of us, you know, so many of us think about people. You know, I was walking down Fifth Avenue today and I was thinking, most of these people are probably having conversations with people that they haven't seen in 15 years. You know, we spend so much of our time in memory, you know.
And that's, so, that's where the ghost is.
That's where the ghost is. Yeah.
Now, I love the idea of being able to speak to your parents in your own, the condition of your own age, you know.
Exactly.
Going through the similar conditions or the similar experiences, or at least have the breadth of experience that they had at the same time. Mm. Your parents are still with us,
yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak with them at your own age? Like, would you have liked to have had that relationship with them at some point? So when they were your age, you could compare?
Yeah.
You could compare,
well, exactly, because you never... What's so extraordinary about this film is that you're always the child, aren't you, when your parents... Even,
yes,
you
know. And in some ways, they're always Olympian, especially if
exactly.
you've lost them. But even if you haven't, they're always...
Yeah, and I love this idea that, you know, we don't do any in the movie. Like, in the theatre, you can play several different parts and the audience immediately believes it. But in the movies, you know, sometimes we have to put a nuclear glow around them to show that they're ghosts. And we do none of that stuff. It's just exactly the way our memory works, which is, you know, you remember the people exactly as you remember them. And you don't really think about logic too much. So all the conversations are very beautiful and loving, but they're also kind of thorny because they've got a lot of kind of attitudes that would have existed around the late 1980s, and he has to sort of, in some ways, kind of come out to them. And it's very, it's beautiful because it talks about the kind of accidental cruelty of families, you know, that we can have great love, but also your family can say things to you that are pretty bruising, but it's so compassionate and it's so tender. And people, when they go see the movie, you know, you can audibly hear... I wasn't able to see it for ages because of the strike. And I went to see it in for the first time with a big group, 500 people in London. And just people were audibly weeping. And so to be able to I don't know, capture the audience imagination in that way is pretty wonderful.
There's only four speaking parts in this, which is extremely intimate for a film. Yeah. What was that experience like?
It was incredible, you know, because Jamie Bell and Claire Foy play my parents, who are younger than me.
Yeah, we've got a shot of all four of you here. There you go.
There they are. And I'm wearing, like, little synthetic pajamas that you wear when you're...
And there's Paul Mescal.
That's right Paul Mescal, yeah. So that's us all. That's the only scene that in which we will appear together. So it's this. It's sort of a crazy idea, but it's got this epic... it's got this epic subject matter to it, which is... It's literally about life and death, and it's so, so beautiful. I'm so incredibly... I'm proud of it. I find it very moving, even talking about it. So it's really just very, very specific. And we shot it in the childhood home of the director, which is extraordinary. He lived there when he was 9 or 10. So we went back into his home. So it's sort of magical. The whole thing was really magical.
Now, your co-star is Paul Mescal, as I said there. Did you know him from before?
A little bit. Because
you're both Irish and you guys all know each other?
Yeah, everybody knows everybody.
You and Brendan Gleeson and James Joyce, you guys all hang out together.
Yeah. Actually, there's lots of Irish people in movies at the moment. Cillian is in Oppenheimer and Barry Keoghan and all these amazing actors. Sure. Colin Farrell. So it's such a small...
But did you guys know each other already?
Well, he'll kill me for saying this, but Paul was in an ad for sausages in Ireland. You know, he's not so cool. He's still an ad for sausages. He'll always be an ad for sausages. Easy, tiger. Then, of course, I knew him from Normal People, which I'm sure everybody knows him from.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we were required to forge this sort of huge kind of chemistry and intimacy in this movie. And, you know...
Had you worked together before at all?
Not really. Not. We did a little sort of a sketch for Comic Relief in London, but... Certainly nothing like the intimacy we have to forge in this one. It was just one of those wonderful, wonderful experiences. I love them dearly.
You know, one of the things I love about the Irish is their sense of humor. And not only the sense of humor, but their subject for humor. Is that I've said it before, but I love Irish stories because they're often funny and sad, but funny about being sad.
Absolutely. Well, I think storytelling is so much part of Irish culture. I think probably because of... emigration. You know, so many Irish people moved over here, you know. Yeah. And so how you keep people alive is by telling stories about them.
That's right.
You know, and so our Irish people, you know, of course I'm biased, but I do feel like we've had a lot of bad knocks, but I love it. It's fun. I'm going back there for Christmas, obviously.
Oh, really? Yeah, really? Yeah. What's Irish Christmas like?
I don't want to fall into cliche, but we'll have a couple of drinks.
Merry Christmas.
Sláinte.
All of Us Strangers is in theaters December 22nd. Andrew Scott, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.